Tony, what issues does their defense present that they got a pretty strong front seven, I guess?
Yeah.
And their yards, according to Matt, or receiving, he said they've been up big and teams that, you know, kind of can back off and let them throw a little bit. So is that how you see their unit?
Yeah, I agree with what Matt said. you look at them, they're kind of similar to the Chargers, I guess. But that front seven was pretty stout, even though we had success against them. But I would anticipate it being a little bit more challenging this week. Those guys up front, the D tackles, linebackers, Lennon Fletcher, they get after it. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us. And obviously, we'd like to pick up where we left off last week running the football, and that's going to be a tough challenge for us this week. And as far as the passing situations go, I've just been looking at the film. So You see some teams have had success, but they got some playmakers. D'Angelo Hall is one of the great corners in this league. So it's going to be challenging. It's always challenging. I don't care what team you're going against. So we got to focus and come out there ready to roll.
Last week, Carolina does a good job coming out, you know, taking the passing game away. You mentioned the running game. That was just as far as the yin and yang of the offense. It's good for the running game. Wanted to, you know, establish – gain, you know, get first downs, keep the chains.
Absolutely, and it makes it so much harder for opposing defenses. When they play against us, it's like, what are you going to do? It just adds to that you know, choose your poison type offense that we want to be, you know, that we strive to be, that we're going to keep going out there trying to be for the rest of the year. And now teams are going to have to, we'll see what they want to do. But if they want to stop the run, they got to put more people in the box, which is going to open it up for Matt in the passing game to throw it to us. So that's the good balance, and we got to keep it up.
Tony, after four straight wins, I mean, obviously there's a lot to be happy about, but how important is it to not get too high off the emotions this week?
I think it's hugely important that we don't get ahead of ourselves. It's only four games, and we got a long season, and we just got to keep playing it one game at a time. And I think Coach Smitty does a great job at that. He's definitely be reiterating day in and day out that we got to stay hungry, and we are. I don't think that's going to be a problem. With the leadership that we have on this team, there's no way that we're going to be complacent and think we've arrived by any means. You saw what happened last week. I mean, we could have easily lost that game. There's no doubt about it. So we have to go out there. We got to play better than we did last week and make sure that we don't get ahead of ourselves.
How weird is this Thursday night every week thing for you guys?
What do you mean?
Knowing that, you know, the week starts tonight.
Yeah.
And eventually y'all are going to be part of that. You know, y'all caught Carolina coming off a rest. But is that kind of strange to you that, you know, the week's starting on Thursday?
Yeah, it's strange. But you've been, you know, we played Thursday night last year, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done it. Shoot, we did it back in Kansas City. I mean, you kind of – we're getting used to it now. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. And I think it gives us another chance to watch some games. I mean, I'm a football fan. For the fans out there, I know they probably like it. So just get a chance to get some more football.
You had a great offense so far in this year. What would your score be? And just explain why.
Score? On what type of scale? Are we talking
to
A and B or 1 to 10? I'd give us an 8. Because we've done what we wanted to do, but at the same time, there's room for improvement. There's always room for improvement, and that's what we're striving for. It'll never be a 10. It can't. It's impossible. So, or even a 9. I think right now, if we can hover right around an 8 and have the attitude that we got to keep getting better week in and week out, then we're going to be fine.